O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
My trust is in you, O Lord.
I have said, you are my God.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you,
because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us. We glory in your cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify your holy resurrection. For by virtue of the cross, joy has come to the whole world. Psalm 43. Give judgment for me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. Deliver me from the deceitful and the wicked. For you are the God of my refuge. Why have you cast me from you? And why go I so heavily while the enemy oppresses me? O send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me, and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling, that I may go to the altar of God, to the God of my joy and gladness. And on the lyre I will give thanks to you, O God, my God. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Let us pray. Come, Creator Spirit, light and truth, bring us to the altar of life and renew our joy and gladness in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it."
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake, and deliver them from evil. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Look in mercy upon all who suffer, and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Bring comfort to the dying, and gladden their hearts with the vision of your glory. Lord, we come to the cross. In your mercy, hear us. Give rest to the departed, and bring them with your saints to glory everlasting. Lord, we come to the cross.
In your mercy, hear us.
Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God.
Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Hide me within your wounds, and never let me be separated from you. From the wicked enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me, and bid me come to you, so that with your saints I may praise you for ever and ever.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
May Christ our Saviour give us peace. Amen.